Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me on the phone this morning is Mel Sykes from the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District and the Alaska's Ag in the Classroom program, right? Mel, are those all the titles we want to mention this morning?
That works for me.
Okay, great, because I know that you do wear many hats in your life and in your work to advocate for Alaska agriculture, et cetera. I know you're still on the Food Policy Council Governing Board, and there's probably a bunch of boards and activities that you're involved with that I don't even know about.
Too many to count.
Too many. Well, today we're going to spend some time talking about the upcoming Alaska Agriculture Day. Before we jump into that, just a couple of quick farmland trust announcements mostly. I want to remind folks that spring is coming, and that means that farmers market season will be upon us soon. The Alaska Farmers Market Association is keeping a big list of all the farmers markets across the state. They want to hear from you if you have a new farmers market or if something about your market is changing, and they want to help promote your market. So reach out to alaskafarmersmarkets.org to get involved. And if you're a consumer looking for a farmers market in your area, I'll send you back to that website as well. Again, alaskafarmersmarkets.org. That's my only kind of promo this morning. So let's talk about Alaska Agriculture Day. Mel, let's start. Even though you've been on the show a couple times, I think I always like to start by having my guests talk a little bit about themselves. Tell us how you got to Alaska and why you chose to be involved in Alaska agriculture.
Okay. Well, I have been in Alaska since 2006, and I came up here because my husband got a job working for the University of Alaska up here in Fairbanks as the entomology curator at the museum.
Oh, yeah, I remember talking about that before, the entomology curator. Lots of bugs, right?
Yes, so bug questions or questions about what's going on. He's more than happy and willing to work with folks if they send him some specimens. It always helps.
Cool.
And so I got involved with Alaska Agriculture Day because I work at the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District, and I was doing some ag activities with my after-school program, and then the position for Alaska Ag and the classroom coordinator came up, and we applied for it. And in 2013, we took over the program and have made an attempt to keep it growing and have done some pretty neat things along the way. And as a result of being in that Alaska Ag in the Classroom program, I was invited to join the Alaska Food Policy Network, Food Policy Council Governing Board, and that has led to a lot of really interesting things for me. And I just, the more I learn about stuff that we do with agriculture in Alaska, the more I'm impressed at all of the wonderful people who work in Alaska agriculture.
Yeah, we are certainly lucky in that capacity. You know, last week's show was about the ag census data and all the kind of super exciting numbers that are coming out of this last ag census. And subsequently, I've been talking to an agriculture writer for Politico magazine, and she was kind of asking me why is there all this growth in Alaska agriculture? And as I was bulleting out my thoughts on why, I couldn't help but add that there's a lot of really strong champions promoting Alaska, the Alaska agriculture industry. And I really think that, you know, the work that a lot of the key players have been doing over the last decade, it has to help, right?
Absolutely.
Has to be
when
a big reason.
When people feel supported, that's when they grow their businesses.
Absolutely.
And work on expanding agriculture in our state.
Yeah.
Trying new things.
That's right.
That's the thing up here is we have a lot of people willing to try stuff that everybody thinks can't be done here.
Yeah. I think we're lucky in that way across the state of Alaska. There's so many people with entrepreneurial spirit and that innovative ideas and always trying new things and thankfully not afraid to, you know, fail and see what doesn't work, but they keep trying new things, right?
Absolutely.
So Alaska Agriculture Day and Alaska agriculture in the classroom. So Alaska Agriculture Day has been kind of an effort of a lot of different groups, right? I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think we give a shout out every year to Vicki Nagley and her work in getting Alaska Agriculture Day recognized, right?
Exactly. Yep.
And I don't remember what year was the first year that we had
I think you asked me this last year and I forgot.
But at one point, maybe say 10, 12, maybe even 15 years ago, Vicki worked real hard to get a governor's proclamation naming the first Tuesday in May Alaska Agriculture Day, right?
And every year the governor does sign off on making it.
Yeah.
Every year proclamation, and our governor has done it again for this year.
Oh, good. Good. And I know that effort was mostly just to raise awareness. There's a National Agricultural Day. There's an Agriculture Week that happens, I think, later in September. And none of those dates really corresponded or were ideal for Alaska's agriculture season, because I think National Agriculture Day already passed. I think it was sometime in April. But anyway, so they picked the first Tuesday in May as kind of a time when most big farmers and food producers probably have seeds going in their greenhouse, and they're getting started, and that season is certainly rolling along in their minds, right?
Yeah.
And so it's really about promotion. I remember when I worked at the Division of Ag, we'd try to get the TV and the media excited about it being Alaska Agriculture Day, and they'd kind of look at us and go, well, what are you doing? Or what does that mean? What is Agriculture Day? Why do we care? You know? So tell us about some of the things that you guys are doing up that way this year.
In Fairbanks, we are doing a special event at the Georgetown Botanical Garden on Sunday, May 5th, which is 2 days before the Ag Day.
Okay.
And we are having a whole number of different groups involved with agriculture in Fairbanks have tables, do activities for families. They are going to pull out one of the reindeer and then talk all about the different things that are happening, have walks in the garden. And the garden has actually had a brand new welcome pad that they put in last year, and they're dedicating it during that ceremony.
Oh, very good.
So it's going to be from 10 to 2, and we're working hard at getting some folks to bring their tractors.
Oh, good.
The folks at the garden are going to pull out their tractor for sure, but we've got a number of farmers coming.
Oh, good.
A bunch of different groups, like I said, in town that work with agriculture, and they're showing up and talking to people about what to do. And we have even some outside that you wouldn't directly relate to agriculture, but it is just as big a part of it, like the Songbird Institute, to talk about birds in your farm.
Oh, there you go.
So it'll be a really fun day. We're
I love it.
Looking forward to it.
So that's Sunday, May 5th at the Georgetown Botanical Garden. Is there more information on a Facebook page or website or anything?
You can go to the Golden Heart Grown Facebook page.
Okay.
Or the Interior Alaska Food Network page. It's on both of those.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Yeah, so just another way to celebrate agriculture, to remind folks that the season is coming and get people thinking about choosing Alaska Grown and choosing Golden Heart Grown and Interior Grown products, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of events down in Palmer, too.
There are.
Would you like to talk about those?
Yeah, I will. I'm just going to quickly remind folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me on the phone is Mel Sykes from the Fairbanks area. She's our Alaska Agriculture in the Classroom coordinator, and we're talking today about the upcoming Alaska Agriculture Day, which is Tuesday, May 7th this year. Again, it's always the second Tuesday in May. Excuse me, the first Tuesday in May, right? I'm going to get people confused right off the bat. But
we've got a couple of weeks for people to say, hey, I'd like to be involved. You can volunteer and go into a classroom. You don't need to coordinate with anybody, just a teacher.
That's right. So, that's right.
Yeah.
there's so many different ways to get involved, whether it's just on a personal level and you maybe choose to purchase more Alaska grown products that day, or maybe you have a conversation with someone new about Alaska grown, or make the effort to get into a classroom or go talk to a chef or a restaurateur about how you wish they'd source Alaska grown. Or there's just, you can dream it, you can do it. And Alaska Agriculture Day is a great day to just celebrate. I always like to promote that side of it, celebrating all of the things that our farmers do and our food producers. There's so many value-added products now that are using Alaska grown, and it's just easy to get excited about.
And anything anybody does, you can report what your plans are to the Division of Ag, and they're keeping a list going so people can see all the stuff that's going on. So share what your plans are with the Division of Ag.
That's right. Sure. Yep, you can contact them through their Facebook page or on the Buy Alaska Grown, I think, is it.com? I don't know. If you Google Buy Alaska Grown, they've got a great website going there, and they're certainly talking about Agriculture Day already. And you mentioned down here in Palmer some of the activities that we've got going on. So Arthur Keys and myself, wearing my Farmland Trust hat, we are launching Drive Your Tractor to Work Day. And that will be Monday, the 6th of May, so the day before Alaska Agriculture Day. And if folks are interested in getting involved with that or learning more, there is a Facebook page and a Facebook event for Drive Your Tractor to Work Day. And that really stemmed from back when Arthur was the Division of Ag director. And again, just in an effort to create awareness, get people excited, and kind of show off and showcase some of these tractors that farmers own here in the Valley. If you know a farmer or you have a farmer in your circle of friends, their tractor is one of their most prized possessions, and very rarely do they leave the farm. And so Arthur just thought when he was director that he would make the effort to drive a tractor from his farm to his office there at the Division of Ag and have a little community awareness. The next year, last year, we actually got the governor. Governor Walker drove a tractor from Arthur's farm to the Division of Ag office, and that's at the office he signed the Ag Day proclamation, which was kind of a big deal. I think there were about 30 farmers in the room, and everyone was just excited to get that attention from the administration. So Arthur's no longer the director, but he wants to keep this tradition going. So Farmland Trust is partnering with him on that. And again, it's just about community awareness and getting people to recognize the value of agriculture to our community, to our economy, etc. We put in an application to a couple of local businesses for some sponsorship dollars such that we could host an all Alaska grown breakfast that morning after folks have driven their tractors down here into Palmer. We want to serve some Alaska grown food. And in the application, I just said, Alaska or Drive Your Tractor to Work Day will be a success if more residents of Palmer recognize that they have farmer neighbors and perhaps get to shake the hand of someone that produces food for them and consider different places where they could source Alaska grown this year. So that's kind of how we're going to measure our success at Drive Your Tractor to Work Day.
Well, and Amy, that was the inspiration for us doing our thing up in Fairbanks.
Yeah.
And he talked about it at last month's Food Policy Council conference. I said, we need to do something.
Yeah. And that was what
spurred me on.
Well, good, because that's part of Arthur's hope, is that these Drive Your Tractor to Work Day kind of community events will happen across the state. And he's got a hashtag DYTWD. It's kind of a complicated hashtag. But at our event here in Palmer, we're going to leave Arthur's farm at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to drive tractors down here to the Palmer Pavilion, which is actually right across from the radio station. I can kind of see it out the window. And we're going to use the Palmer Train Depot to cook that Alaska grown breakfast and serve that to maybe the first, I don't know, we're talking right now about how many people we could possibly feed an all Alaska grown breakfast, and we're excited about it. And again, we just want to raise community awareness, remind folks of the upcoming season, and celebrate our farmer neighbors, because they put so much time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears into their work to feed us, and it's worth celebrating, right?
Right.
Yeah. So if folks are interested in getting involved in Drive Your Tractor to Work Day, they can contact Arthur Keys or myself, Amy Pettit at Farmland Trust. We can give you an assignment. Maybe that's helping us cook breakfast or driving a tractor if you're so inclined. And if you're in a different community and you would like to organize a Drive Your Tractor to Work Day, I'm sure Arthur would be happy to help you, brainstorm ideas and get people involved. So yeah, Drive Your Tractor to Work Day and Alaska Agriculture Day, two upcoming opportunities to celebrate Alaska agriculture. Go ahead.
There is an event on the day of Alaska Ag Day. Are you aware of that one down there?
No. Tell me more.
So at Birch Tree Charter School.
Oh, okay.
From 3:30 to 5:30 on May 7th, they're going to have an event working with the Division of Ag and the school teachers there and the principals all behind this. They're going to be bringing some farm animals.
Oh, good.
I was told a horse for sure and some other smaller animals just to get and a fiber person.
Okay.
To be there. And the whole idea, they're going to be doing some learning activities about Alaska Ag, and they're looking, anybody wants to join them, they can. It's an open event.
Okay. So
it's
you said
just for the kids at that school.
Okay, good. So that's on Alaska Agriculture Day, Tuesday, May 7th at Birch Tree Charter School here in the Valley. And you said from 3:30 to 5:30?
5:30. And if anybody wants more information or wants to help and volunteer, they can call Janelle Curtis over at the Division of Ag.
Okay. I love it. That's great. I hadn't heard about that, and I live, work, and play in Palmer. So I'm glad that you mentioned that. And I'm sure listeners will appreciate hearing that. So you don't have to be a member of Birch Tree Charter School or have a student that goes there to go and enjoy that afternoon event. Again,
all are welcome is what I was told.
Yeah, that's great. And if you have an idea of another agriculture related item or animal or something to incorporate into the event, it sounds like you should contact Janelle Curtis, who's an employee at the Division of Agriculture. So that is great news.
And there's a couple of other things going on. There's going to be some all week during, they're calling it Ag Week. There's some potatoes being planted at Sherrod Elementary School.
Okay.
And
I should know about that because I have a kid at that school.
Yeah, and they're doing some lessons with them.
Okay.
All about that. And actually, they're going to be doing that out on the Kenai at Soldat Montessori School as well. There's some folks doing that with them out there. That's
okay.
More with just the class, but I'm sure if you wanted more information about that, it can be had and found
very
out
good.
On the Division of Ag, but they are sponsoring both of those events.
Okay, so if people, so if people are interested in learning more, Mel, should they start with you and you can point them to the right contact person, or if they'd like to?
They can call me. I think Division of Ag is probably, for those events, is probably a better contact.
Okay, and is Janelle the primary contact for folks?
For the Birch Tree event.
Okay.
I understood, but she can help you with the other pieces.
Sure. Perfect. So if you're down here in the South Central region and you are interested in learning more about these couple of events that we've mentioned, we recommend you contact the Division of Agriculture. That's 745-8900, as far as I remember, right? No, that's the phone number here at the radio station.
I'm sure you could find it.
Yeah. Anyway, Division of Agriculture. And then if you're interested in getting involved in one of these activities up north or on the peninsula, somewhere else across the state, I think, Mel, you're a great contact for folks. You can certainly point them in the right direction. Would you like to give out your contact information?
And if you're not 100% sure what to do, if you go to the Division of Ag page, there is a suggestion of activity.
Oh, perfect.
That you can do on Alaska Ag Day. Just scroll down and it's all on that opening page.
Okay, perfect. And remind folks, Mel, if they wanted to reach out to you as the Ag in the Classroom coordinator, what's the best contact information for you?
You know what? You can give me a call at my office. It's 907-479-1213, and I'm extension 105. Or you can just email me, and my email address is mel.fsandfrank.wscd, so that's for FSWCD, Fairbanks Oil and Water Conservation District, mel@gmail.com. So it's mel.fswcd@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks for that. Another quick reminder that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit. My guest this morning is Mel Sykes from the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District, and we are talking about Alaska agriculture in the classroom and the upcoming Alaska Ag Day, which is Tuesday, May 7th. And thanks for that, Mel, for sharing your contact information. You are a great wealth of knowledge. What is the website for Alaska Agriculture in the Classroom?
You can just type in, I'm going to have a brain fart on this one.
That's okay. You can Google Alaska Agriculture in the Classroom, I bet, and you guys would come up, right?
It's agclassroom.org/AK.
Okay, agclassroom.org/AK. And what are folks going to find on that Agriculture in the Classroom website? What all can we expect to see there?
We have certainly some of our upcoming workshops. That we have one coming up in Delta.
Okay.
Next month, and I'm just about to put it up there, so it should be up there this afternoon.
Okay.
And then there is a whole list of suggested activities, and for teachers and all educators actually, and it's really easy to get to. It's right on the front page. It tells you can click on it, and it's all sorted by grade level and age level and topic. And then there's also our brand new indoor gardening curriculum.
Oh, okay.
It's also accessible off that page. We've been doing a lot of work with our indoor gardening projects around the state, and there's some really exciting things happening both up here and down on the Kenai Peninsula and in Anchorage with kids doing hands-on practical work with indoor gardening projects. It's been very thrilling. This year I've done a lot of workshops on that. So, and I've got a couple coming up. We're going to be doing an indoor gardening workshop as part of the Anchorage School Summer Academy.
Okay.
Beginning of June. And then I'm going down to Homer and doing another indoor gardening workshop down there.
Okay.
That same week.
Very good.
We're busy that week.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I think it's incredible work that you're doing, and we're really glad that that you're there working on it, because exposing kids to agriculture is such a critical component to teaching them about the industry, gaining their interest. And, you know, I think that some of these kids that are exposed through agriculture in the classroom type of events, they become, you know, lifelong supporters of Alaska Grown, of agriculture, of farming. Perhaps it's their first exposure to something that becomes part of their life, whether that be gardening or, you know, an agriculture career, right?
Exactly. And there's this big increase in people doing hydroponic and aquaponic growing in the state. So it's good to know all that stuff. That's why we're doing this workshop. So there's been some really interesting events happening. So.
Yeah, well, it's also good. You know, you mentioning the increase in number of growers in hydroponics and aquaponics, again, circling back to the Ag Census data, all of those figures are so positive and demonstrate the rapid increase in agriculture in Alaska. And, you know, I think part of the reason is programs like this, like Ag in the Classroom, exposing kids to healthy food, to growing, to agriculture, to livestock, et cetera. And then who knows,
and
you know,
making healthy food choices.
Absolutely.
Really important too.
10 to 15 years later, when they become the shoppers of the household and they're choosing Alaska Grown, or maybe they, you know, seek further agriculture education outside Alaska for college, et cetera. You just never know what's going to end up happening once these kids have been exposed to agriculture.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Talking about healthy food choices with the indoor gardening, are they growing items that are edible? Are they growing flowers, or what's happening in most of those projects?
One of the schools I'm working with up here in Fairbanks had a pesto party.
Oh, okay.
A whole bunch of basil and had a pesto meal along with their salad. We've had a couple of schools that have been working on really interesting growing projects with not just basil and lettuce, but they've been trying different squashes inside and all manner of things that you wouldn't think. And they get so excited because they had no idea they could grow those in the winter.
Right.
Yeah. The teachers just as much as the students. And so I've been getting the teachers to write down quotes from the kids. And
oh, good.
A lot of them are, I had no idea this tasted this good.
Right.
So.
Well, that was
and
the.
And I grew it, which was the best part.
You know, that's the thing. When they have that personal connection to it, it really does make a difference when they get exposed to something new and are able to try it and have that buy-in of the I grew it. I mean, that's super, super powerful. We took a group of kids on a farm tour a couple of years ago, and it was in the fall because I can remember that we were harvesting Brussels sprouts. And these kids, none of them had ever eaten Brussels sprouts before. They hadn't really, they didn't know what it was. And the farmer kind of referred to them as mini cabbages. And he said, but wait, though, they're not like the cabbage that you've had before. They're kind of a sweet cabbage. They're a mini sweet cabbage. And these kids, they're a little confused and their eyes are, you know, their eyebrows are going up and down. They're going, what is this guy trying to get us to do? But they all took a bite and tried it and they loved them. And here, I mean, who'd have thought that you'd have a group of first graders happily eating Brussels sprouts, but it was that, you know, getting them out into the field, letting them pick it themselves, telling them it's something other than a Brussels sprout, and they were super excited about it.
Well, and then it can lead to, like in Anchorage, the kids are starting to say, hey, we would love to help plan what the salads are being available at lunchtime at our school.
Sure.
To make it taste better.
Right.
They get more aware of it. They've been doing some really neat work with indoor gardening in Anchorage, and that has grown out of it, that the school district is starting to think we could go beyond just making them. They're just growing and it goes away, but they can actually influence what gets fed to them at the lunch program.
Yeah, well, I've always been a big believer that once we expose people to Alaska Grown, they support it. And that 90% of the time when a school kitchen or a household or a restaurant, whatever we're talking about, when they're not supporting Alaska Grown, it most of the time is because they're not aware of it. And once we make them aware, they get to taste it, they get to connect with that farmer, they're in and they want to keep doing it. And I think it's the same thing with these kids. Once they realize how good food can taste when it's fresh and grown locally, they, you know, why would they want anything else?
That's one of the reasons why we try really hard to do those taste events, too, where at the fair up here.
Right.
We have tables set out and with food from our farmer's market to say, hey, try this local carrot and try this local tomato. And a lot of times we get the comment, that is so full of flavor, I had no idea it tasted that good.
Yeah.
It does make a difference.
I agree. Well, Mel, I'm gonna ask you to put on your magic glasses for a minute and imagine ag in the classroom in Alaska 5 to 10 years from now. What are some of your goals for the program and things that you'd like to see the program develop into?
Oh, wow, that's a wonderful thought.
If budget was unlimited, how would the program look differently?
I'd love to see every classroom in Alaska have the opportunity to have some kind of growing area, either in their classroom or outside, where they have that personal connection to growing and eating local food. But also, I'd love to see more connections with local farmers and getting farmers into classrooms, giving presentations.
Absolutely.
I would like to see agriculture get a little more integrated into the curriculum.
Absolutely.
And have kids really understand where their food comes from, why it's important to eat as local as possible, and supporting your local community, not just the farmers, but the guy who trucks the food, the person who's selling the food. It's
right.
All part of our community. So I would love to see kids understand that more.
Well, I love that. And I love that that's what Alaska Agriculture in the Classroom, that's some of the curriculum that you guys have developed, is Alaska-specific science-based curriculum that is accredited and approved, and it, you know, incorporates math and science and all these things that the kids need to learn anyways, but it adds that agriculture component that kind of awakens their little minds to our Alaska agriculture economy, and that's a great thing. So I encourage folks to go check out that website, agintheclassroom.org/Alaska or AK, and check out the curriculum.
Yep.
All right.
So much out there. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, you bet.
Giving me the chance to come and talk.
You bet. I love having you. I love that you guys are having some activities up there surrounding Alaska Ag Day, and we'll report back again next year.
All right.
Okay, cool. Well, Mel, thanks for being a guest on Ag Matters this morning, and cheers to another Alaska Agriculture Day in Alaska.
And get out there and help out with it.
That's right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit, of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.